Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
I'm Dina Blizzard, and it's too early in the morning.
This is the dumbest show in the whole world.
From Monday
to Friday.
Sometimes on Saturdays.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
Dean stinks.
You never know what's gonna happen.
That's your Dateline voice?
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It's not a chicken leg. This is a chicken leg.
Look at that manhole cover on my face.
Not a bad rendition of me. Hold on.
What's outside your puerta de clima?
That's Dallas! Yeah!
Ocean City intro number 22.
That was the best and exactly what I needed this morning. So I want to thank Steak Diane for rolling down the boardwalk. I just want to say that the fact that you all, A, think that rolling my mom down the boardwalk was fun, and B, recreating it on a regular is fantastic. Yeah. Right? Tomiko. Did not expect to see that. I was like, what are these girls up to? They're like, the five of them stand there. They look like the Spice Girls. I would like to give them all a spice name. Steak already has a name. She's Steak Spice. That would mean Sharon is Cookie Spice. No matter where Sharon goes, I don't know if everybody knows this, Sharon always has cookies, and not just like, okay, cookies. Like, yeah, sure, I'll take a cookie. Like, I'm going to pat you down and I'm going to get every cookie off your body. Yeah. So moving forward, Sharon is Cookie Spice. Don't make me laugh. Good morning. Good morning. Curly Top. Thank you for saying that. My curling iron is broken. I don't know what my hair is doing. I barely showered. I rolled down the boardwalk on my walker now, Tracy. I love that. I love that for you. Good morning, Jenny. So good morning. Good morning. The TikTok is here. Five. No ugly money for me. I'm off till May 1st. Girl. You look and sound great. Well, I'm glad, Bob. I'm glad for that. I have been quiet. My grandma said that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. I don't have anything nice to say about my surgery. It did not go well. I ended up back in the hospital on Saturday, and I'm moving very slowly. I'm not really sure how long I'm gonna do the morning show. They did leave my uvula alone. So there's that. Uvula's fine. So no, I did not do well. And Diana and I haven't killed each other yet. So yeah, LaFive, always something. So I'm not going to say anything at this moment, but I'm not very happy. Yeah, I spent, James, you're funny. So yeah, I'm going to choose my words here until I'm ready to speak about it. But the good news is Diana was here, and, she cleaned a lot and then tried to throw all the food away that I had in my refrigerator, even though I just bought it. So that was fun. I didn't eat, Jessica. I probably didn't eat till Saturday. I was not good. Maybe Kezia. Mm-hmm. Colby is better. Well, Jessica. So that was happening at the same time. anybody that knows, can't even hear. Anybody that has an aging dog knows that at any moment you're like, the dog's dead.
Can you all get away? Hey, get away from the window now. You're all bad.
Yeah, so he was not doing well. Like, the pain meds that he had were working, you know, for a while. And then they stopped working. And then it was like just me and the dog just laying in beds next to each other. And I was like, yeah. So Dean did a great job and came over and took Colby to the vet. And we did all that. It's just been a bucket of fun. Bucket of fun. I did get my pie, thanks to Andrea, which was lovely. So I did have a piece of pie somewhere in between everything else. Lou, you coming to work? I know, Diane. Come on, Lulu. It is the worst, Jean. Come on, come to work. Tell everybody what we've been up to. So Lulu, okay. Lulu and I, Cooley, sit down. Yeah, no, he's still shuffling around. Mm-hmm. I just got to what happened to Kobe. He just wasn't doing well this weekend. And I was like, this is it. It's never it. You're going to live forever. You're going to outlive me. You're going to have like two legs left, be shuffling around. The only one who's fine is Lulu. Thank God for Lulu. She's like, girl, I'm about to get that squirrel. I say a squirrel. Yeah. So I've been doing the thing where I've been having what I would say is pretty intense conversations with the dog. I don't know if anybody does that. But when no one is here and there's no one to talk to, I will go into a full conversation and they will have lines. Am I the only one that does that? I got out of bed. Yeah, Linda did give me a pain bag, so I had that. And Andrea dropped off some stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Constantly, Wendy. Just the whining. Yeah, that's when you know something's wrong. I was like, this dog needs medicine. Yeah, I talked to your Daisy. I'm telling you, a lot, Jessica. I talk with and for my cats. Suzanne, they all have different voices. No, they're probably all the same voice. Colby's is French and smells. But Lulu and I, you going to look this way? She's like, why do you tell people what we talk about? That's private. Carrie, I'm not, I have full conversations. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, and I'm sure all dogs do this, so I'm not going to ask if your dog does it because I'm positive. But so I've been laying in my bed 5 days. And if I get out of my bed to go to the bathroom, which is approximately 7 feet away, we all have to get up. We all have to get up and we have to walk 7 feet. So every time I get up, I have to go, everybody stay where they are. They don't. We all get up. And that's basically all she says. Tanya, she's all about privacy. And then I go to the bathroom and then we come and then they all look at me like, now where are we going? I go, we're going to the exact place that I was 2 seconds ago when I said not to get up. Then, God forbid, I come to the kitchen. I have to shut the door behind me. I have to lock the dogs in here. And then there's a speech. I have to say, I'm going to the kitchen. Don't eat the trash. Like, why do you look at me when you say it? Mm-hmm. Somebody, because if I don't have eyes on them all the time, they're like 5-year-olds. So somebody, you want to tell them who? It wasn't me.
somebody was downstairs with Brooke and had a loaf of bread in her mouth. Huh? Nothing. No movement in your face. They had a loaf of bread in the basement. Like stone face. You should work at Guantanamo.
Full loaf of bread.
Yep.
So that's fun. I use sign language. Mm-hmm. Her double blink. She's like, girl, was you eating the bread? That's what she just said with her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Full loaf of bread. 2 seconds. I turned around for 2 seconds. So that was fun. Considering what I've been up to, I really only have dog stories. She's like, you'll never break me. I'll never miss. Brooke, what was Lulu doing with the bread, loaf of bread in her mouth? Just walking around?
She brought it to me at 5 a.m.
She brought it to you at 5 a.m.
But it's weird because she never is the one to do that.
She was hungry.
She was like, you want something?
She wanted carbs. She wanted to carb load.
And then I was like, hey. And then she dropped it and then just jumped in my bed.
No, I don't. There's no gluten-free bread here. I have a like regular bread for Colby. Colby got his own loaf of bread. Technically, it was a dog loaf. That's not even a word. But to give Colby all the medicines he gets, marshmallows are too small now because there's so many. So we have a loaf of bread. No, no, no. We're not climbing on the table. Okay. Looks like we're climbing on the table. All right. Okay. Don't put your paw there. Can you get... This is not okay. Get down. We don't climb on tables. Okay. Sit down. Sit. Why you touch my hand? I delivered my first lasagna love this weekend. Oh, Judy. So do you coordinate with the person directly or like do you drop it off at their house or like meet it like in a Walmart parking lot? Like how you do that? My daughter has anxiety. She has a golden retriever to help her. The dog now has major anxiety. So they just adopted an Irish wolfhound Saturday. The golden won't let it come near her. Oh. It's kind of funny. Oh, Nicole. My boxer steals everything. One time she got a whole chicken from Costco. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, Dean was here. He was really good. So it was a fun-filled time. I think Friday, we seem to have a water issue here at the house. I don't know if anybody's seeing this where you live, but we have a sump pump. Does everybody know what a sump pump is? Some people didn't seem to know what that was. I feel like we talked about it once. But in the Northeast, we have basements. I don't want to talk down to people. Maybe everybody knows. Do you think they know? I'll just say it. We have a lot of basements. And the water table might be higher than the basement. So they have a sump pump. Which is a pump in your basement. So if your basement ever flooded, it would pump the water out of your house. Okay. All right. And, keep it from flooding because we had so much water. Lafive. So I have a small house. I have a little ranch house. It's like a little shoebox. And as you know, my bed went through the floor. So there's a hole. But right underneath me, I know, I love the sound of my sump pump when it's running. Terry, I'm starting to try to lean into this sound because it's running constantly. So it normally would just run when you'd have like really heavy rain. But now it's running all the time, just running and running and running and running all the time. It's just, and it doesn't sound like a pump. It's just like when it goes on, but then you hear water. It's a whole thing. It's a production. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. We didn't. We put tape on it, Linda. Mm-hmm. They pumped the water out so it can seep back in. So, Kate, so for months. So I guess in the summer I had a really high water bill because I got the sprinkler put in. And it was outrageous because they had put sod in and it was too much water, whatever. So I was like, I can't do that again. I got to use a little bit of water just... Oh, Diana plugged in that Rumba and now it's going to go or do something. Then I cleaned everything. I was like, you should leave. Stop cleaning my house. Yeah. So I had to call the township and I was like, are you? I got a plumber here. Plumber came. He's like, it's not your main. The water is not coming from your house. It's coming from outside. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. But he was like, but your sump pump's about to break. It's probably, I never replaced it. So it's probably like 11 years old. So he replaces the sump pump, which is, so you know, not that cheap. So I put that in like before I went into surgery. So now the water keeps coming. And I was like, well, so now I called the township and I said, township, can you come out here and make sure there's not a leak in your part of the, it's the whole water, 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 water all the time. So now Dean and I go to the side of the house. I crawl to the side of the house. And this pipe that should have taken the water from the, just like the corner of my house, like another 6 feet broken. So now I was like, Dean, you have to go and go get some more PVC. But I use words like PVC pipe. I use the word Lowe's. I use the word extender and I use the word get in your car and then come home and dig a trench. Now, is a township like a county? No, a township is smaller than a county. So you can have a couple different townships in a county here. I know everybody, what is it? What do they call townships? Parishes in New Orleans? I always thought that's a pretty name. Yeah, so Dean was over here. He was fixing the sump pump a month ago. He did a really good job. So together we're learning the house. So then the township had to come out. They're checking things out. They were very nice. But I'm doing like all the big. So then wait. So I was in bed, right? The whole, most of this time. Like I came out to look at the side of the house, whatever. So the guy from the township was coming. Now Dean doesn't know. Kids, you know, do you ever, I mean, really, I'm learning about everything in my house. But you know, when you're 20 something, like, you know, like there's the stove. That's where food goes. We don't really know, like the, you know, the dryer has to have a heating vent. Da, 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 da. You change the filters. Like you don't know that stuff, right? So I say to Dean, Dean, the guy from the township is coming. And I, when he gets here, I need you to show him where the water shutoff valve is. And he was like, what? So there's a shutoff valve for the water. So I need you to show him where that is and where the meter is so he can read it. He's like, what is, I don't even know what that is. And Brooke's like, I know what it is. I had to show the plumber last week. I know where the water main is. I'll show it to him. Well, here come Brooke. Here come Brooke, 19. Telling Dean, 24. So Brooke and I are in the bedroom. We hear the door ring. And I hear Dean let the township man in. So they're talking out here. And I look disgusting. Like I've been in bed too many days. No one should see that, right? So I said, Brooke, I think the township guy is here. Why don't you go out and take him downstairs to see the water meter? Well, all this is happening simultaneously. So I'm in my room and I say, Brooke, you need to go out and you need to go tell the guy where it is, right? Well, at the same time, Dean is in the living room right here saying to the man, I don't know where that is. Let me go get my mom. So the two of them pass each other in the hallway. Dean said that Brooke came around the corner and she's like, oh, come on. I'll show you where the water main turnoff is and the water meter. And Dean's coming down the hall and he passes her. And then he comes in my room and goes, oh, the guy wants to know, where the thing is. I go, I just sent Brooke out. She knows where it is. And then he goes running down the hall and I just hear him go, no, this isn't my mom. So just, it was like an episode of Three's Company, you know, where everything is just like, yeah. So then Dean came running down the hall and he was like, by the way, this isn't my mom. This is not. And it was so funny. Yeah, it was so funny. I was like, oh gosh, if I could only look that good. I was like, listen. And then I had to come out because it was like super creepy. And he was like, oof. I think he did that with his face. He was like, I was like, yeah. It's not usually this bad. But I didn't want you to think some like weird stuff happened in here. And so whatever. But it was just so funny. That was the only funny thing. Maybe there was other funny things. Diana and I almost got in a fist fight. but with each other. But then she apologized. She didn't, but I said that she did, and she's old, so she forgot that she didn't. But she, yeah. So did he fix it? No. He came downstairs and said, no, because I called the township. They gave, you know, you got a water number. They're like, this is your water number. Yeah, I'm sick. I should have worn my shirt. I had a water number. The meter matched the water number. The water number's low again. So it's literally just the house. So that's what it was doing. Because this extender pipe wasn't attached, it was pumping. So like, let's say that my house ends here. It was pumping the water out and dumping it right here. And then I think it was just coming right back in. So I have to get these extenders, like three of them, to get this water like 20 feet away from my house. So I got to get the pipes, or Dean has to get the pipes today. And then we have to dig a trench, the whole thing. But you should look at random 20-year-olds and be like, I need you to go get PVC pipe from the Lowe's. It needs to fit, have a good coupling, and then you have to get a couple extenders. Boom. It's not that. No, it's just some PVC pipe, Amy. It's actually all the most expensive thing was the sump pump, and that went in. And he goes, it's kind of melting, and it's hot to the touch. Let's replace that. And then we were talking about it. Did you ever look at, like, when tradespeople come to your house, whether it's electric or water or gas or appliances, anything, they come to your house and you know that what they're about to unpack is extremely expensive. And then you say, now how much do you think that's going to cost? And then they give you an expensive number. And then you say, let me ask you this. How bad would it be if we didn't do what you said? I like to play a game called, what if we don't fix it now? I don't know if anybody plays this game and how much success you've had. But, Robin, right? And Dean says that. He'll be like, Mom, do you know there are people I know who have like two or three kids by now and they're adults? I was like, I know. Wouldn't that be great? But he learned what PVC pipe was. He's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. We had to get PVC pipe and put it down 20 feet. It doesn't have to go that deep. I mean, frankly, you could leave the pipe above ground, frankly. But yeah, with my last car, I like to play this game. I like to play the game called, what if we don't fix it now? I told there's a hole in the bathroom floor and I can't use my shower because I played that game. Exactly. See, and Anna, that's the thing. We always have things repaired or replaced. That's the thing. Is that you can sit here and think about it and be like, well, that sounds expensive. I said, but how expensive would it be if I didn't fix it? He's like, 10 times more expensive. Okay, let's fix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long would it be if I just let my sunroof stay cracked for a little bit longer? Exactly. All of five. Her daughter just got a new job. Yeah. Does anyone know how much is to put electric into an electric car from one of the stands out in public, not from your house? Yes. Christine, so if it's like a full electric charge, it depends. Like the ones that are in public, there's like slow, medium, and fast chargers. A fast charger could probably do a car in like a half hour, 20 minutes, depending. Each car is a little different, which is entirely too long still. And that's if if it's a slow charger, it could take all day, all night, hours. But at my house, like mine charges in probably 4 or 5 hours overnight. If it was a full electric at my house, it would take probably 8. I went years without AC in my old house. They both broke at the same time. So I said, fix upstairs so I could sleep. I know. Uh-huh. That made me think of this one time I went to Home Depot to get 2x4s for my dad in Volvo. I picked them out, made sure they were straight, loaded them, bought them. I was waiting by a car and some man comes right behind me saying, may I help you? So I'm going, no, I'm fine, really. And he gets to my car and goes, oh, sweetie, I don't think these are going to fit in here. I didn't say a word. I opened up the ski hole in the back and loaded my wood. He just stood there in shock for a minute. Mm-hmm. Did you see the clip? it was a couple weeks ago, of the tennis golf pro. She was working on her swing. And then this man started mansplaining how to fix it, how to fix her swing. And you just see her face at this. She's like, okay. Like, she wasn't going to be rude. She wasn't going to be like, She's like, okay, thank you. And then she just fixed whatever she thought she was going to fix. And he's like, see, I told you. Look how much better that is. And she was like, oh. It was so funny. Yeah, I tried to play that game with my refrigerator. Broke after 7 months with no fridge, and I got it fixed. I know. I'm trying to play that game right now with Chuck. I have $3,000 worth of work that needs to be done. Seeing how long that will last. It's control arms and the tire rods are cracked. Yeah. Who needs tires attached to their truck? Not me. Do you pay more for a fast charge compared to the slow charge? That's a good question, Judy. I think that, you know, lots of cars, like some electric cars will come with subscriptions for like 1 to 3 years where you can either get free charges or you'll get reduced rate charges. So the rates are a little different. And, you know, if you're like Electrify America or if you're ChargePoint, I think that they all, you know, can charge what they want. So there's lots of different ways that people pay for it. I know that like if somebody was to do a full charge, you know, at work, like if you parked and you did like a charge point on a full electric car, it might be $20 for you to get the full charge at like a place, like per day at like work or something. Where theoretically here, if I'm charging, and I charge every day, mine's a plug-in hybrid, so it's a little bit different, but it might cost me $60 a month. So it just depends. There's a lot of things because like some cars, Judy, like now on average, a full electric car on average can go like 300 miles before it loses a charge. But I have a feeling as they continue to kind of figure out electric cars, they'll go for longer periods of time because it doesn't really get you that far. 300 miles seems, but if you use your air conditioner, it gets less. Like all of it, like all the things you turn on in your car that you would normally turn on, it just uses that electric even faster. So, yeah. You're going to charge people to charge their cars at your house? Well, nobody comes here. Like it was Chris. If she got one, she could just come over. But I'm not. Well, I had to call. I had to call because the charger that I got here is called a charge point charger. It's a home charger. But if you go onto charge point and you put in, like there's an app, you can go on charge point and be like, charge point, find the closest charger to my house. Like if I didn't have one here and I wanted to go charge out in public, I could pull up a map and it would show me where all the local charge point stations are.
Sponsored?
Huh? Sponsored? No. The thing is that once I put my charger in and I registered on my map, my charger comes up on the map and I had to call them. I go, am I the only one that can see my charger? Because I don't want other people coming to my house. I don't want Joe Schmo pulling up in his truck. He's like, yeah, I saw your charger on the charging map, so I thought I'd stop. But no. What? No. So I had to call him. I was like, but I can see my charger at my house on the map. He's like, you're the only one that can see that. I don't know if I believe him yet. I'm going to go check some other ones. But it was funny. I don't know. I didn't eat them. You can have them. Somebody ate the one I wanted, so.
It was on your next.
Yeah, Dean took them.
I'm going on your next.
No, he took it and he put it in the living room and ate most of them. So, but I am getting a charger for down the shore. And so if people rent down there, then yes, I will charge them down there. So then I was trying to figure out how you charge people. And then I was like, oh, they'll just be like a rate for the week or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Yeah, she was calmer, exactly. But our own king size bed. Oh, my husband and I built ourselves a new king size platform bed with a headboard. What? Ford has an electric chuck that has reverse power and be used as a generator for your house if you lose power. What? I replaced a recycler chip in my refrigerator, and the repairman quoted me $200. The chip cost me $20. What? Yeah, Barb, basically. Mm-hmm. I know. I don't see that. Let me put in electric. Yeah. There should be a lot of, like, communities that are, like, apartment communities are putting in chargers now for people to use. But you have to stay. It's not like if you lived in an apartment complex and you.
Bird, can you find my little heater for right here if you're going to open the door?
Where is it? I don't know. Oh, it's over there. Just plug it in over there and just put it right there.
Where is it?
It's over there. So, like, say you live in, like, an apartment community, like in a rural area here. They put them in, but, like, say it's a fast charger and you plug in. Like, you can't leave it there overnight. Like, if you'll get in trouble because other people have to use it. It's a whole thing. That's one of the shortest things I'm running. I'm probably going to destroy this summer. Oh, good.
All right. It's 14.
Can you turn it on? I know, Judy. I have to go on somebody else's app. You know what else I found? Because I just laid in bed.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody travels a lot for work or uses their car a lot for work and then has to put in submit mileage. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I got a Lexus RX plug-in hybrid, Shelps. I did a lot of research, and it was more than I wanted to pay. But for me and my research and what I wanted, it gives me a lot. Like, I haven't gone anywhere. But most of the time, if I'm, like, jittying, that's what we say, jittying around town, I'm on electric, so I don't even use gas. And if I use gas, I get, like, 50-some miles per gallon. So I was kind of, I keep my cars forever. I'm going to probably die in this car. So, you know, once I get past the part of paying off the car, then hopefully I'll have 5 more years of, like, no gas. But anyway, if you are somebody that uses your car, part for personal and part for work, I found the greatest app, and so far it's free. But it's called Mile IQ. And it literally tracks every time you go somewhere. And then it'll ask you after your ride is over. It's like a dating app. If this is a personal trip, you swipe to the left. And if it's a business trip, you swipe to the right. And then it just calculates everything. Like, we obviously use my car for a lot. I'm like, oh, this trip is for this. This trip is for this. And I don't really keep track. But I love it. But I have a feeling it said you only get like 30 trips a month. It's like you went one place a day and never came back. So I'm pretty sure I have to pay for it eventually. But yeah. I went to the movies and there was an electric charger. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a great way to keep track of your mileage. I'm pretty sure that I'm doing like a whole bunch of miles on my car. Is your shore house close to the Jersey Shore house? No. No, the nice thing about Jersey, Nicole, is, you know, so much of our state is along water. And all of the shore towns have very different vibes to them. The Jersey Shore that people watched was like way north. And a little bit more we'll call Goomba Johnny, okay. A little bit more. Not to say that we don't got our own thing in South Jersey, because we get a lot of Philly people at our shores. We're like South Jersey Philly, if you're from like Long Beach Island down. But above Long Beach Island, that's going to be like a lot of North Jersey and New York people. So, yeah. Yeah. Ah, Luann, you and me laying in the beds, doing nothing. What's it called? My hub uses a log menu. Oh, no, Lucy, this is the best thing ever. And like I said, I don't know how much it is yet per month, but it might be totally worth it. It's called Mile IQ. I found it on like Facebook, you know, one of those dumb ads. I was like, this is dumb. I probably passed it like 100 times, but, and then I was like, oh, let me just read, but it's been pretty good. So, but the free doesn't give enough trips and I'm too cheap to pay for it. Jim, how much is it? I haven't looked at how much is once you pay for it. It's like $5. That's worth it, right? Gas all the way. Yeah, I know, Daryl. I just had that conversation with the water guy. He was like, I don't know what's going to happen. He goes, right now you might be the only one on your block using electric. He said, but if 60 people on this block all went electric, he's like, I don't know that the main grid is ready for it. It's just very interesting as we start to kind of, you know, I know, whatever gives me less work when it's time for taxes. That's what I'm saying, Lucy. There's no way that I'm writing it down. That's why I don't keep track of it. So, Yeah, all the shores are really different. Cape May is so beautiful. The Wildwoods are total party cities, but so retro, like 1950s. Like they've done a really nice job of just maintaining and like leaning into that 50s vibe. It's really cute. But all of them, some of them are really quiet towns, which are really beautiful. So is Brooke home for good now? Well, she's home for now. She's finishing up her semester and then she's going to figure out for next year. She might be back out with some friends in an apartment or stay here and clean the bathroom. We don't know. Did you do the dishes?
Yes. That's my mom's
word. Mm-hmm. I went to a wedding in Cape May. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Cape May is our most southern shore. And, you know, when we were originally looking at places to buy a shore house, we found this one where we are now, but it's the closest shore to our house. And at the time I was working so much, like I would love, he was like, maybe we should look at other shores. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest. Here's the only problem with the Jersey Shore. It's just, there's one road that leads to every shore, one. And we all have to get on it at the same time. And so Cape May could be, I don't know, an hour and a half, or it could be four, depending on the traffic. I can get to them. So I'm probably 45 minutes to an hour from there. So where my shore house is. So or you take the back roads. But from where I live, this doesn't really make sense to go that way. So it's the whole thing. You listen, some of y'all go to the beach, very different than going to the shore. Okay. And there's a lot of tricks of the trade. All right. When you're young, you get on the parkway, you roll your windows down, you put on some 1990s rap, old school rap, put the windows down, do-rag on if you're young and cute, and you just sit on the parkway. And then you hope that a cute fella, a car full of cute fellas is up, and you're like, what? Please tell me everybody's done that. If you haven't, you've missed a part of life. Mm-hmm. Just some Eminem. Sit in your car. We would sit on that parkway because we didn't know back roads. There was no internet. I don't even think they had MapQuest. It was like the world was open. It was like you were on a journey. You didn't know if you were going to make it back. You're like, listen, you stay on this parkway. Nobody knows what kind of crazy people live on those back roads. Back roads are for old people. When you're youngin' and you didn't have the internet, all you have was an atlas. Remember an atlas? Mm-hmm. But man, if you had your beach gear on, you were headed to the beach and you're at a full stop. And there's just old people with bikes on the back, bunch of kids. But then every once in a while, there'd be like a Jeep. There'd be a Jeep full of fellas. And you'd be like, oh, your windows down. You're like, oh, we don't even have time for you. And they're like, hey, but I'm reliving a moment. I don't know. I left. I'm on the Parkway with Sherry and Carrot. I mean, and Salad. Mm-hmm. Oh, such a thing. Mm-hmm. The good old days, Kimberly. Ah, so fun. Yeah. Nice family town. Oh, it is nice, Althea. They do. And that's the thing is all the Shores, they definitely have just different vibes to them. There's a couple that are just so bougie. And then, like I told you, like where we grew up, my grandparents had a place in a town called Tuckerton. And it was like a shack. And you're like, oh, it's down the shore. And you're like, oh, my shore is very different than your shore. We were crabbing. Spider crabs coming in, reeling in some flounder from the bay. Mm-hmm. Very different than when people are like, we're going to our shore house. Like, you can pee inside your shore house? What? You crazy. Mm-hmm. It was very charming. And it's so funny because my mom always says at one point, my grandpa had gotten sick and it was really his house, and he had a little boat, and we had a little dock. And so he would get us up in the morning, and like 5 a.m, be like, anybody want to go fishing? And if you wanted to go, you better be at the boat, because the boat ain't going to wait. And so he had gotten sick and couldn't go to the shore anymore. And my mom, and at some point he said to my mom, do you want the shore house? And at the time we were all teenagers. We didn't want to go. My dad didn't want to go. My mom's like, well, I don't want to have this and be fighting people to come with me. So she said, no, she goes, big mistake. I should have never said that. I should have kept that house. Yeah. My sister's house is at East Sale Drive. If I think about it for a second, Anne-Marie, so there's Huron Avenue. It was, you know, there's that, it's over by the bay, and you would go down this one long street, and then it had all those little canal streets down further. But they had greenhead flies like you wouldn't believe.
Where's Colby?
Hold on. I think there's a dog eating poop somewhere. Colby!
Okay, they're fine. Well, you should see them.
These three laying in the sun. They're fine. Wildwood, yeah. Ugh. Green, if you don't know what a greenhead fly is, it's a fly that bites you and you will have a welt the size of my shoulder. Just a welt. Huron Road. Yeah. And it just, yeah, I know, Diane. One day. Ugh. And it was like you just went outside and you just come in and you just be covered in welts. Ugh. The worst itch. Kathy, it didn't go well. I think we call them horse flies up here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they keep biting them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jean, I'm just moving very slow. I said to Dean, because Mondays is usually the day that Mondays and Fridays, Dean and I will go to like a coffee shop and just kind of work across from each other. Just checking on Colby. And so I was hoping to write later, but I said, I'm going to probably go back to bed after the morning show. And then maybe we'll try to go out later. Okay, hold on. He's on the move. Hold on.
Oh, hey! Hey!
You girls can stay outside. He can't. Come on. Girls, go outside. Girls, go out. You go out. Go. Go. Lulu, go. Go play.
Have you ever just seen dogs that they're just like, what do you mean go outside? I'm like, just go. There's no reason. You don't eat poop, so go play. Mm-hmm. Avon made something to keep the flies away. I don't think it works. I don't know, Roxanne. Roxanne said, who moves better, you or Colby? Still Colby. I think it's me. As he limps by, I don't know. If we had a race. Mm-hmm. Skin So Soft. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Judy, we look at, we were twinsies.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. But yeah, no, I'm getting ready. Oh, I have something to show you. So I didn't really do a lot of things. While I was sick in bed. However, what was I saying? Oh, so I didn't really do anything for a couple days, but once I went back to the hospital and started to feel better, I will have to drink lemonade forever, coolly. I started thinking, which is horrible. If women, let me just take a side note. I wish there was a button somewhere on the back of our heads that could turn off thinking. Do you know what I'm saying? Did you ever think to yourself, especially when I was laying in bed, did you ever think to yourself, my life would be so much better if I could just stop thinking about all the things that are wrong? if you're not in a good situation and you're just like, and you're sick, especially when you're sick, you're like, there's nothing I can do about this. I'm going to try to deal with it. Just, I should. Mm-hmm. If I could shut it off. Or like, you know, when you're like in your interpersonal relationships and like you're not really sure, like, is my sister not talking to me because she's mad? And then you run through 24 things in your head. You're like, oh, my girlfriend didn't call me. Is that because is this me? Is this something I keep doing? Is I keep putting myself in this situation? And you just, mm-hmm. I just had a conversation with myself in the whole night. Girl, this is my life. Oh, Karen, good luck. That sounds awful. I'm just saying that if I could turn it off like a switch, and then you would see what life could be like. You know, sometimes when you think too much and you don't think too much, they don't happen quickly. It's usually like a slow, and then your stress and your anxiety goes down. But if there was a switch, you could immediately feel the difference. You could just be like, I hate everybody. Everybody hates me. I'm a horrible person. I should never speak to anybody like that. And then just turn it off and be like, who wants ice cream? And just, and be like, oh, that's real different. That is real different. I read an article that says that humming and whistling turns your being quiet. I should be singing at the top of my lungs. Anyway, the switch is bourbon. But Tanya, this is how I knew I was really sick. And I'm just going to be straight. Okay. I didn't want any bourbon. And there was no part of me. This is how I also know I'm not an alcoholic. I'd imagine an alcoholic would just drink right through that. But my kidney was hurting so bad. I wasn't, and that's how I knew I had to go back. Like, I wasn't moving, I wasn't eating, and I wasn't talking. And then I wasn't sleeping. I just laid. And I was like, something is wrong. I literally wasn't even talking. That's why I was like, there's no way I'm doing the morning show. Like, this is the most words I've said in 5 days. Yeah. It was not good. What is wrong with you? I've been gone for a bit. I had this kidney thing and I'm trying not to be negative at the moment because I'm not going to be negative right now, but I have a lot of negative things I'd like to say. So, anyway, so once I started eating and drinking and sleeping again, then my mind starts. Not great. But anyway, why, Dina? Why are you telling us this? Because I did something I think is fun, and hopefully you're going to like it. Let me show you. This and then this. Yep. Okay. Are you ready? All right. Here's what I did. So I think that my team does a stellar job, and I think you'll all agree. And everybody, you know, plays an important role in how we come up with ideas or how we bring those ideas to you. And, you know, a lot of stuff that we do here in social, you know, we our programs that we've started to grow and silly things like this tree and all of the things. And I just thought, I think we could do a better job of being able to communicate that to you, especially as we get, you know, new followers and new friends. And so yesterday, most of yesterday, I was working on this. I haven't showed it to the team yet, but so there might be things wrong with it. You can send me notes to fix it if you see it. Here it goes. So if you go to onefunnymother.com and you hit the community button, that is where you could go and like upload videos or send us, hey, I just had lunch with Judy from Saskatoon. You take a picture, we put in the newsletter, stuff like that. So it's the way that we get, you know, information from you to share with our greater community. So look what I did. So we now have a calendar. This is it, this beginning of it. Look at who's in the pictures, Terry. So this calendar is where you can find all of the things that we do in social. So like our shows aren't going to be here. Like you won't be see touring shows here. You won't see live appearances here. This is just things that we do in social. So I made up this little slate. It says the spring tree. So starting today, let me go back here. Oh, there's a picture of Di and I. It says welcome. So we have Voila Cooking with Di on April 29. I don't see the spring tree. Oh, there's the swag days. Hold on, let me go back. I don't know why this didn't. It might have been gone because it's today. But it should still. Oh, it's because it's past 9:30. I guess I have to make that go. Interesting. I'm still learning the calendar. Anyway, let me show you another one. So it says like on the first of every month, it'll be like a reminder, like our swag is coming out. And then the newsletter will always go out on the second. Oh, and then look what happens. I put in our anniversary for the fourth anniversary of One Funny Morning. June 6th is the day that I speak Spanish. It's not only for supporters. This is our community at large. So this is all the programs you don't need to subscribe to the calendar. No, this is just up for everybody. So it's just a great way for us to be able to, you know, say, hey, you know, we have a launch coming out, or, you know, look out for that newsletter, or if you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet. And then the Spanish day is on there, so we'll be getting ready for that. So we'll also be putting up here, like, trip announcements. Like, we'll be working on one for the fall. The Nashville trip is on there. Yep, Hunky Dunk, Your Badunkadunk is already on there. So some of them don't have a lot of things on it yet. We have the trip for the Phillies game is on here, so it has information for tickets. Oh, here's the, like, a fall tree. So I'll show you this one. Is it going to work? No. There it is. Hold on. Back to events. It's not going to show it. Hold on. But I got to fix the one. But here's like the summer tree. It says our summer tree is in full bloom on the 21st. We'll feature a patriotic and beach theme. We'll decorate with notes and pics from you on what you look forward to the most. Pics from your summers gone by or stories about what you look forward to the most. Oh, I said it twice. So don't do that. And then where to send your correspondence. So I'll fix the other one so you can read about the spring tree because that's what's you're lounging or you're lodging for the Phillies game. I don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, as we add new things or the tree, themes or whatever's coming up, I just thought it would be great to have a place. I know that every time we do the tree, we talk about it. I'm like, oh, just send it to 604, blah, 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 blah. But I just thought it might be nice. And then underneath this, let me go back. So you go to that community page. It has tickets to our general calendar for touring, tour page if you want to go on a trip, fan pages near you if you want to meet people in your area, or some voila recipes. And then we just revamped this a bit so you could send in things for Ugly Monday, supporter stories, those morning show intros. You know, Stephanie always looking for some. Jeff is our hot dad of the month, and voila recipes, which we're also looking forward to. So it was just something I felt like we needed to do just to kind of, and then how you like that picture? Look at Di. Look at that. We took that picture a while ago. I didn't have a place for it. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, so our calendars that we put out every year are still good because it has kind of our general information on it, all the birthdays are on it, things we celebrate. But for this particular calendar, you know, as, you know, we add things randomly to our schedule and we say, hey, now we're going bowling or whatever crazy things you come up with, at least there'll be a place for us to be able to kind of put that information should you want to follow up. So that's what I did. Hopefully somebody likes it because I worked on it. It's so funny because I was telling my girlfriend, bowling, we're going bowling? Okay. If we can book a night in New York where we go to a biblioteca and then go bowling, I would totally do that. I'm just saying, bowling and bibliotecas. Now, when I say biblioteca, I mean there's a bar called the Biblioteca, which is what I've said the entire time. So, Tanya, if you want to do some brief research, find out where our biblioteca is and then find the closest bowling alley. Tanya's like, where are we going in New York? I don't know. Wherever the biblioteca is. Mm-hmm. And that's how it happens, Alexis. I'm just saying. I did think about that place is amazing. I did it on an underground pub crawl. Tanya's like, I've already booked it. There's 30 spots. Who's in? That's what I'm saying. And now we have a calendar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, Tracy, I know. Connolly's was great. I loved Connolly's in New York. However, it's just really important that we go to the biblioteca. There's a bar in New York called the Biblioteca. There it is. Mm-hmm. And we will all wear bufandas. And I might bring some rumpa cabezas. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, Kristen, no one knows an answer to that question. Mm-hmm. I got to share with my friend how to say scarf in Spanish. And didn't you feel fancy? Mm-hmm. So funny, Tanya. I was cracking up when you sent it to me. So how did the hospital novella end? Said Alejandra. So funny. That whole thing, Alejandra, was so funny. It was not supposed to happen. You know, we was minding our own business. But I'm telling you, that whole time, anytime started somebody, because I was on my app, I was on my Duolingo app, right? Just on my Duolingo app, minding my own business. And then I was like, Duolingo's happening in real life. First lady was Anna. Mm-hmm. Wild movie, Amy. But it was Anna, and I only knew her name because she just kept getting up and just yelling her name at people. And then when they started saying that, because I was like, why are you giving a 51-year-old a pregnancy test? I don't need a pregnancy test. Yep, that's why they do it, Katie. They were like, everybody get, you get a pregnancy test. You get a pregnancy test. And she kept saying, she says, no, no. And then when they asked for a translator, I literally felt the light come down from Jesus. And it lit up my whole curtain area. And I was like, this, God wants this. They were talking so fast. I'm telling you, Sherry. And you know, like Duolingo, it trains you to listen. And this, like, there's like a radio program with Bay. Don't even get me started. And Vikram, ugh, please, talks too fast. But there's no turtle. There's no turtle. You don't know how many times I've yelled turtle. Mm-mm. Anna, don't say that. Anna, girl, you crazy. Yeah. Marla, it was just, and then the vasectomy guy came down to talk to Pappy. It was a whole thing. And Diane's like, what's happening? I don't know. He said, rapidamente and vasectomio. She's like, I don't think that's right. I was like, it was. That's what I heard. And then when they came in and they were like, congratulations, you're going to be a mom. It wasn't like those reveals that are on Facebook. She was not happy. She was not happy. Mm-hmm. Is it Kezia? Is it? Yeah. A tiny bit late for the vasectomy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was kooky. It was that's when I still had joy. You could tell in my writing. I had a lot of joy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Punta Cana actually was able to communicate. Really? Yeah. So funny. So anyway, I know. Well, that's what she said. She goes, now I have kidney stones and a baby. I was like, girl, no, they wouldn't do it. Yeah, we pregnancy test through 53-year-olds for x-rays at my work. Ugh. No, he kept telling me that the doctor was like, no, it comes to the Bob just stood there. Anna, you were 51 when you were pregnant? That's why you look so good, girl. Maybe that's it. Maybe you stay young looking. We just keep having babies. And the Lord is like, I guess we're still viable. I got to do a puzzle. I'm not good at puzzles. I don't understand why TikTok does that. Yeah. So funny. I know. So. That's really crazy. All right, anyway. All right, I think I'm done. It's over now. We've reached our limit. Mexican speaks lower than Spanish. We will be going to Mexico before Spain. Really had my heart set on Spain. It was a weird thing. Oh, you weren't pregnant. My enemy's like, you are not pregnant. I wasn't. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Yeah, Tanya, work on that. Let me know what you come up with. Tracy. All the good times. All right, that's it, everybody. We did it. We made it, and we'll see. Tonight we have Ugly Monday. I imagine it'll be a very short Ugly Monday. I do feel better at night. I think the mornings are hard for me, so I'm going to go back to bed. But, yeah, I'm going to go binge some more TV. I did start watching show on Apple TV. I just wanted to ask if anybody was watching it. Palm Springs, Palm Beach. And it's got the girl in it. I sound like my grandma. Okay. I'm going to get some more details and then we'll talk about this show again, but it's on Apple TV and the girl is so funny from Bridesmaids. That girl. And Palm Royale. Tracy, you win. It's cute. I don't know that I love it. I love the cast. Kristen Wiig. Love her. In a period piece that I would not have seen her in, just fantastic. I mean, I love all the acting. The story's okay. You know, it's kind of a cross of like Desperate Housewives, but in the 1950s, da, 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 da. It's cute, right? It's not great, but the cast and the clothing are amazing. Mary, that's like the best. You watching Baby Reindeer. Listen. I don't think it's for everybody. Oh, Katie. I love Kristen Wiig. But it's got Carol Burnett in. I mean, the cast is extraordinary. Yeah. I don't know, Judy. I'll be happy if the kids bring me home some lemonade. Yeah. All at once. Yeah. Oh, I just watched everything all at once. So long, but so random and so good. That's the best, Lucy. I'm disturbed by Baby Reindeer. Yeah. No, it is. I think, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about. I think that Baby Reindeer is interesting to me as a person that comes from like comedy or the art world and like him going to Edinburgh and that whole thing and what people have to do and things that people have to do or feel like they have to do to make it in a certain arena. There's so many things happening in it. And then it being a story where the girl is the aggressor, it's almost unbelievable. At every turn, you're like, but it's not for everybody. I'm not going to say it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no, and Melanie, that's him. He wrote it. He wrote this as a one-man show at Edinburgh. Edinburgh is the biggest comedy festival in the world. I don't know if you know that, but it's a big deal. But it's a fringe festival. And so you have some big shows, but then you also just have shows nobody's watching. There's two people at it. I've done it, not Edinburgh, but I've done festivals where there's more people in the cast and there's only one of me than people in the audience. So I've done it and it's horrible. It's gut wrenching. You want to punch yourself in the face and wish you had a real job. So all of that rings true, but he ends up doing some version of this series at Edinburgh and it wins a ton of awards and then some more awards at other things. And had a run somewhere in London. And then they turned it into a series and he is starring in the series. Like it just somewhat of a redemption story and a cautionary tale. It's a lot. It's a lot. So again, yeah. It's not for everybody, Faith. So, all right, everybody, that's it. So have a great day and a blessed day. I look forward to seeing supporters tonight for Ugly Monday. But thanks for being here and thanks for your patience as I was getting myself together and look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. So have a great day and a blessed day and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right.
Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.